package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have more weather changes on the way, but for today, look for a sun and cloud mix. It's going to be a little warmer than it has been. A high temperature up to about 76 today. Clouds on the increase tonight, but dry during the evening. Maybe a couple of showers in the overnight hours, low 56. Then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, high around 71. Then becoming partly cloudy as the storm system moves away tomorrow night, overnight low 53. On Friday, mid-70s, a sun and cloud mix, but dry during the daytime. Maybe a stray shower Friday night, but a perfect weekend coming up. 77 Saturday, near 80 Sunday with sunshine. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time with push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, with 15 years of experience from tree trimming to complete removal and free estimates. Licensed and insured. The customer doesn't pay until they're satisfied. Call 334-478-3103.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey is meeting with high-level automotive executives in Japan this week. Ivey and a team of economic development specialists left Tuesday. They'll be speaking with representatives from Toyota, Mazda, and Honda. People living in the Cottage Hill neighborhood of Montgomery are excited for the opening of the National Memorial for Peace and Justice Thursday. For the past year and a half, residents say they've watched the memorial rise from the ground up, and they're hopeful for what the increased foot traffic in their neighborhood will do for local business. And a man who disarmed a gunman accused of killing four people at a Nashville Waffle House received a standing ovation from Tennessee lawmakers. James Shaw Jr. was honored by the Tennessee legislature on Tuesday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Are you avoiding sex in your relationship? Afraid of approaching that special someone because you can't perform well enough? Or worse, you can't perform at all? At the Male Method, the doctor has only one focus, treating your erectile dysfunction. High blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, prostate cancer, these all contribute to your ED. And the physician knows how to restore your sex life. The spring promotion is here. Your total cost for the doctor's visit, exam, and test dose is only $99. If the test dose doesn't work, you pay nothing. Yep, you've heard this right. So you have absolutely nothing to lose, but everything to gain. Appointments will fill fast. Call now. And don't forget to ask about the new wave therapy treatments. Don't miss the spring promotion and special gifts with purchase. Call 334-392-7050. That's 334-392-7050. Call 334-392-7050. That's 334-392-7050.
Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly, then take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where...
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. The drawing will be today. Also, Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, $60 value. You can get in on that by just calling. I've got some breaking news. Strawberries are in at Fresh Market. Now, if I get down there and they don't have any, I'm going to be mad at you guys. So head down there. They are absolutely delicious. Reed just texted me and said he's got tons.
Oh, they're in at Sweet Creek.
Sweet Creek. What did I say?
You said Fresh Market.
I'm sorry, Sweet Creek. I'm sorry. So scratch that. Fresh Market, no. Sweet Creek, yes. On the great strawberries there. Sweet Creek Farm Market on 231. Go see Reed Ingram and tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Let's go to the phones and go to George. Hey, George.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Doing great, my friend.
Good. Listen, for anybody that's listening, the Sweet Creek strawberries, besides being freshly picked within the last couple of days, and delicious, they last like four times longer than the ones you get at the store because they were gotten in, you know, Yugoslavia, and they put all this stuff on them to make them fresh. These are organic. You know, they just picked them and bagged them, and they stay fresh about a week and a half, 2 weeks. Because, you know, I bought two of the big ones, and you just can't eat them all in a certain amount of time, but they stay fresh longer. And I think that's important if you're a cook or a value shopper.
Absolutely. I noticed that when I bought mine. They last a long time, of course.
They last a lot longer than the ones you get at the store, and they are phenomenal. Now, that's not the reason I called.
Yes.
You have high integrity, moral.
Hello, Joey, we got a bad connection here. This guy must be thinking he's calling the priesthood or something.
Man of large in the Holy Spirit. So I want you to answer this question.
Sure.
Answer this question honestly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you ready?
I'm ready.
Why did they call you Bones in college?
That's a great question. I actually got that nickname in sixth grade at the Montgomery Academy, and a guy named Frank Long, we were on the bus together. They had the yellow bus and the orange bus, and if I remember right, ours was the orange bus. And it would go to like McGee Estates and Old Cloverdale and Hart Estates and all that kind of stuff. And a guy named Frank Long nicknamed me Bones because I was so heavy. I weighed a ton. And he would go, Bones, roll over here. Then I played football the next year, and I lost all my weight and became a brutally unhandsome guy.
Well, I don't know about the unhandsome guy. All guys are kind of goofy looking, except Joey.
No, stop. Well,
I'm quite a goof. I'll let you go, but I want to tell you, I had a picture of my mom who's passed, and my sister and I, from fairly recently, she passed this less than a year ago. But anyway, Mark, Cherry, and Gordy were my cross-the-street neighbors, and that was their mama, too. They spent the night with us, Mark did, and we played basketball every day because I got a goal in my yard. We'd eat after school at my house, and, you know, just brothers from another mother, really, because, you know, they love my mom. So I sent Mark that picture, and he thanked me and said how much he loved mom and all that good stuff. And I said, it's kind of ironic, I'm friends with Dan, and he said, you know, call him Bones on the air and see what he says, because that was his nickname in the fraternity house.
Yep, that's exactly right.
But he wanted to know all about what you were doing, and I need to give him the number for him to call in. He said I hadn't seen him in 40 years.
Really? Mark Cherry's a great guy.
Oh, he's a great guy, and his whole family is too. But anyway, he was interested in what you were doing, and told me you've done, financial guy, done well, had a great talk radio show, and that you and I were friends. So he just said, "Yeah, man, that's ironic in a small world because everybody really liked Bones."
Oh, that's great. I had messaged Mark a while back when we were doing an SAU reunion, and they wanted me to come out, but I could not make it there. Alvin and I could not make it there.
Okay, just wanted to chat and, you know, say something positive.
Thanks, my friend. I appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Dave Dolores.
Mark Cherry. Boy, that's the name out of the blast. I was going like, man, how does he know Mark Cherry? Let's kind of pick up some of these deals. Major Garrett's going to be talking about the Iran deal and Macron and the Iran deal. This thing is a lot better than... This thing is big the way this thing is going down now.
As expected, the two leaders clashed in private over the Iran nuclear deal. That very frank discussion, those are the French president's words, appears to have yielded a different reality. President Trump still likes that Obama-era Iran nuclear deal, but sounded more open than ever to other options. In fact, by the end of the day, it was hard to keep track of all the possibilities to that underlying deal floated by Mr. Trump.
Tonight we celebrate nearly 2.5 centuries of friendship between the United States and France.
The state dinner honoring the President and First Lady of France was the culmination of a two-day public display of affection.
Thank you.
I like him a lot.
There was hand-holding, kissing, and even an intimate cleaning off of President Macron's collar.
We do have a very special relationship. In fact, I'll get that little piece of dandruff off. We have to make him perfect. He is perfect.
But that sunny disposition has its cracks, most notably on the Iran nuclear deal.
It's a bad deal. It's a bad structure.
After an intense round of talks, the president warned Iran not to follow through on a promise to resume nuclear activity if the U.S. quits the multilateral deal.
If Iran threatens us in any way, they will pay a price like few countries have ever paid.
Okay, so that's Major Garrett, and it really was a love fest type thing. There was a time where they were actually holding hands. It was funny. But so he set that up that there's still this fusion, this fission that's there, but it really isn't. Now listen to the second part of this where Macron throws in that we want to do a wraparound deal and add Syria into it.
The French leader came to Washington to persuade the president to stay with the deal and build upon it. Macron spoke of a, quote, new deal that would limit Iran's ballistic missile development and help blunt terrorism in the Middle East. His pitch appears to have made some headway with the president.
But we'll see also if I do what some people expect, whether or not it will be possible to do a new deal with solid foundations.
On North Korea, Mr. Trump said summit discussions are progressing. He used strikingly positive language to describe dictator Kim Jong-un, a sharp turn from the critical nickname, Little Rocket Man.
He really has been very open. And I think very honorable from everything we're seeing.
The future of U.S. forces in Syria was also a big topic, and there also appears there to have been a Macron effect, with the president acknowledging the French leader's underlying point that pulling U.S. forces out too early could create an opening for Iran. At the end of the day, the president said world leaders must demonstrate flexibility. And John, well, at least while the French president has been in town, President Trump has shown just that.
Okay, so, and we're going to get more into the detail of this, but basically what Macron is basically saying is that what we need to do is basically have a wraparound deal, keep the original deal intact, but add more conditions to it. And that, I think, is going to be perfectly fine with Donald Trump, so long as verifiable and it's going to accomplish what it needs to. By the way, Macron did a speech before a joint session of House and Senate. That was a very good speech. It was a stimwander type thing, saying all the things, a real rah-rah type deal, talking about our close ties and how we had to work on making sure that Iran didn't get nuclear weapons at all, ever, saying some really tough stuff. So let's listen to Macron isolated talking about the new Iran deal, very short.
We have nuclear on the short run. We have nuclear on the long run. We have ballistic activity. we have regional presence of Iran. We want to fix the situation for these four pillars. Syria is part of the fourth one. And what we have to work on, obviously, with Iran and the different parties in the region, the P5 and our allies, is to find a fair deal where we can fix the overall situation. This is the only way to preserve sovereignty in the region and to build peace on the very long run. Otherwise, we will have to come back in the region because of new terrorist groups, for sure. And I'm very happy about the discussion we had together, because we raised very, very new issues and very new solutions together. And especially the fact that the Syrian crisis and the Syrian situation should be part of this broader picture. And the fact that we are here and we are today in Syria together in the international coalition against ISIS. But tomorrow we will have to find a way to fix the situation from a political point of view, not automatically from a military point of view, which means to set up a series of agreements, part of this big deal, in order to be sure that Syria tomorrow will be a sovereign country with inclusiveness and free people in a situation to decide for the future. This is very important, and that's our duty.
That's adding a lot in there. And also that yes. Iran will never get a nuclear weapon. That's a lot. So that sounds like a much different, much tougher, much broader thing than what Barack Obama came out, because none of those ingredients were in there, which they would have been in there, because you probably wouldn't have the situation we do right now. News 793.1, Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
I've been walking behind you, since you've been able to see. There's never been any reason for you to think about me.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782.
Liberty did what?
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. And Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/find for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/find. That's match.com/find. Match.com/find.
Ever wish the world was more rewarding? Maybe a little less,
hey, move it or lose it, buddy.
And a little more,
your wish is my command.
We do too. And while we can't change the world, we can change the way you get rewarded. At Wind Creek Casino and Hotel, you can earn great rewards like free play, free hotel stays, even free trips to Aruba just by playing your favorite games. Wind Creek Rewards, the games you love and the rewards you want. Sign up today at your favorite Wind Creek Casino and find your winning moment.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hey everybody, Jeff Pollard here at Capital City Ace Hardware. Our number one goal is serving our customers. I've always liked fixing things and solving problems, so at Ace I get to serve our customers by using my experience and passion. We have a lot to offer, including key cutting and automobile key making, window pane cutting, propane refills, door and window screen repair, and lamp repairs. We're here to help you at Capital City Ace. Y'all come to see us. We're next to Applebee's on 3215 Taylor Road.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If you listen, you can hear it. It's the laughter in the street.
272-9228, that's where we are. Grudge is pushing stories, two stories here. Roseanne's ratings fall to earth, beaten by The Voice, NCIS, repeat. And then Megyn Kelly, they did a $69 million deal with her, including the setups and everything, and that her ratings have plummeted. So, two efforts there. And then North Korea's nuclear test site has collapsed, and they were saying that it's old age and this kind of stuff, but the main thing is he's not firing off nuclear devices or ICBM attempts here. With that, let's go to Margaret Brennan talking about the Iran deal. She had interviewed the foreign minister of Iran, and here she's going to comment on her assessment of the deal.
Our Margaret Brennan spoke with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif. She asked Zarif about the possibility of a new agreement between the U.S. and its allies.
If the U.S. and its allies come to their own agreement on the sidelines to address some of the things that President Trump is concerned about, will you accept that?
No, because what is important is for the Europeans to bring the United States into compliance. Because Iran has been in compliance with the deal. It's been the United States that has failed to comply.
Margaret, what exactly is new about this quote-unquote new deal, and will the Iranians even entertain it at all?
Well, as you heard from Javad Zarif, who knows this deal inside and out because he negotiated the 2015 version of it, they would consider any kind of loss of economic benefits, loss of sanctions relief, to be a violation on America's part and therefore unleash their nuclear program. What American, UK, and French diplomats, along with the Germans, are furiously working on here is some kind of side agreement that would help save face, that would essentially let President Trump walk away saying he fixed it. He got these things he's concerned about dealt with in a side deal that wouldn't violate the original Obama-era agreement. It's essentially a workaround. But no one's sure yet if they can convince President Trump that that's going to be good enough for him to walk away from this campaign promise to tear up the deal, or if Iran won't consider that a violation and therefore be able to start up their nuclear program again.
Okay, so again, keeping the original deal, and you have a May 12th deadline, a date that's about to happen, and he can either sign off on it or basically say we're going to go back to sanctions, which in Iran's mind would break the deal. In my mind, it would also. But So that gives them kind of a short period of time to try to work out something. Again, when you get up to the art of the deal, read the art of the deal, this is exactly what it does. It talks about keep your opponent or keep the person you're negotiating with off balance. Always be suggesting things should be changed to improve the contract, to improve the situation. He basically took Hilton Hotels and kept changing everything with them and cut a $300 million deal. They talk about this in the book. Because he kept them off balance, completely off balance. So they're just kind of like, we just want to get this thing done. And so they finally did it mainly his way. And that's what is the way Trump operates. And I tell you what, you take North Korea, you take this, if he pulls out a better situation with Iran, particularly after what Macron said and about the deal, because he was kind of saying, we've got the deal, what we need to do is build off of the deal versus scrap the deal. And that makes sense to me. I think Trump's going to be fine with that. As long as he gets the other parts, particularly if you put a Syria equation in there and get Iran out of Iraq, which is another kind of piece that they're talking about, that people are staying within their sovereign borders, including the U.S., which I think would be probably a pretty good idea, as long as we have the ability to go in and do something to make sure assets are being protected. But in Iraq, we need to be there. So let's listen to Margaret Brennan talking about the Iran reaction and what's the next step.
Margaret, in that same interview, the foreign minister told you that if we pull out, that there are many options and it would not be pleasant. What did he mean by that, and what's at stake?
Well, specifically, he said they could restart their nuclear development at a much faster rate if the U.S. is in violation. So that means not just doing the things that President Trump already says they're doing, which is continuing to develop missiles, and continuing to meddle elsewhere in the Middle East and sponsor terrorism, true. But as Defense Secretary Mattis said, this isn't a friendship agreement. This is something that he wants President Trump to agree to stay part of because it deals with this narrow set of issues, just freezing their nuclear program. And at this moment, the U.S. intelligence community believes Iran is abiding by its terms. So the National Security team would prefer that President Trump stay with the deal and then work with our allies to counter other bad behavior instead of twisting the arms of our friends, France and Germany, to extract these new concessions.
Yeah, this guy really is a great negotiator, regardless of what everybody says. Everybody says he's kind of, everything he's doing is wrong, but it seems that everything he's doing is getting it in the right direction. Particularly if he's able to double team and do the North Korea and some Iran situation and get a better situation with China and deal with Putin, that would be considered remarkable by any standard. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
You can hear it. It's the laughter in the screen. It's the motion in the music and the vibe beneath your feet. All the signs are right this time. You don't have to try so very hard. If you
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Spring break has sprung. Time for a new ride. Have you seen and driven the all-new JL Body 2018 Wrangler? Wow. No zips, fewer screws and bolts. Easy, one person fold down top. Gotta see it, gotta drive it. The Grand Cherokee, the Cherokee, the Ram trucks all priced right. The Challenger, the Demon, the Charger, go Dodge. Brubaker Kia, one of the larger volume stores in the Southeast. For a reason, we are priced right with a huge inventory. The all-new Stinger sedan taking this track by storm. The Sorento SUV, the best-selling Forte sedan, an always cool soul, all priced right. And Brubaker Infinity, our luxury spot. Load up the beautiful and nimble full-size QX80 SUV, a family favorite. In style. The QX60, our midsize SUV with huge discounts, and the all-new QX50 compact SUV coming this month. See all these and more at Brubaker in Prattville and Montgomery and Brubaker.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages, it's all we do, so we do it better. If you are a veteran and currently have a VA mortgage, then it's time to refinance. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we value your service, and in turn, we pride ourselves in serving you. If you are a veteran and you are interested in lowering your rate, reducing your payment, or paying your home mortgage off sooner, what are you waiting for? Today is the day to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. No need to gather those documents. All we need is you with your driver's license and Social Security card in hand. Yes, it's just that simple. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Up in Washington, they always know better. Politically correct nonsense, I say.
Alabama Governor, conservative Kay Ivey.
When special interests wanted to tear down our historical monuments, I said no and signed a law to protect them. We can't change or erase our history, but here in Alabama, we know something Washington doesn't. To get where we're going means understanding where we've been.
With conservative Kay Ivey, Alabama is working again. In just her first year as governor, Ivy cleaned up the corruption mess and banned lobbyists from executive appointments. Plus, Ivy delivered 4,000 new jobs at Toyota Mazda, the lowest unemployment in Alabama history. And now Ivy signed the largest middle-class tax cut in over a decade.
I'm Kay Ivy. Alabama is working again.
And this is just the beginning. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The White House continues to defend the president's pick to lead the VA, even as Dr. Ronnie Jackson comes under fire and his confirmation hearings on hold.
The Senate Veterans Affairs Committee postponed the hearing indefinitely after allegations surfaced that the White House physician drank on the job and overprescribed pills. At a news conference yesterday, President Trump said he's standing by Dr. Jackson.
He's a great leader.
There are also concerns about Dr. Jackson's lack of high-level management experience.
Fox Radio's Rachel Sutherland. The jury now deliberating in the case of the Bill Cosby sex assault retrial. Jurors asking for the legal definition of consent, the judge saying he wasn't able to answer it. And authorities in California saying there's a major announcement coming in the case of a serial killer. Authorities say committed at least 12 homicides and dozens of rapes across the state in the 70s and 80s. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have more weather changes on the way, but for today, look for a sun and cloud mix. It's going to be a little warmer than it has been. A high temperature up to about 76 today. Clouds on the increase tonight, but dry during the evening. Maybe a couple of showers in the overnight hours, low 56. Then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, high around 71. Then becoming partly cloudy as the storm system moves away tomorrow night, overnight low 53. On Friday, mid-70s, a sun and cloud mix, but dry during the daytime. Maybe a stray shower Friday night, but a perfect weekend coming up. 77 Saturday, near 80 Sunday with sunshine. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time with push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Wednesday.
I came here tonight. I got the feeling there's something right. I'm so scared.
A couple of items out there that we're waiting on is the IG is about to release a whole nother set of text messages between Page and Strzok.
Yes, yes, they are.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure Catherine Herridge is right in these wings, ready to pick that one up. And like I said, the TikTok in this thing is May the 8th is when the IG reports. And I think that there are going to be several issues that are going to be coming out of that. There seems to be some discussion about the fact that the IG and prosecutor are working on the Hillary Clinton emails directly and what happened in that and how they dropped the ball on that. It seems that Andrew McCabe was possibly did a stand down order when the investigation had found out about the emails that on the Wiener laptop. And the only reason, because you remember there was a break in time, there was a 6-week difference between they knew about it when they reported it and then all of a sudden instantaneously it got solved. Well, I'd always contested it or raised the point that what McCabe was doing was covering his butt because there was a 6-week gap in there. And he was making it look like he was hard on Clinton, but he was going to be hard on Clinton so we could say, well, yes, we found this, we're going to investigate it, but he already knew what the outcome was. I think that's what happened. But if he did a stand-down order to agents, and it seems there's some interviewed agents that felt that that's what the case was, they found some emails from him to some agents saying it would not be good to pursue this type of thing. The agents treated it as a stand-down order. That could be serious because that could be an obstruction of justice. And the way the Dems have been playing this, well, he outed, he ruined Clinton. I think the timing, because remember, they came out with the laptop, they found it and had the things, Strzok went up there, looked at it, but miraculous ways, they went through all these emails in a matter of 2 days, and then they said, oh no, there was nothing there, it's all repeats. You remember that?
Yeah, so I remember how quickly it was cleared up. And then also these latest...
But that was a CYA, I believe, in McCabe's part.
Now, the latest texts that are going to come out between Strzok and Page...
Yeah, isn't this going to be good?
Do you think they're going to be especially juicy, given that they might have been... Well, the reason they're so late coming is that they were tied up in a grand jury.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what's going to tell us. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see more indictable-type things... And I think that that's why, because those texts were being part of the grand jury. And the other thing that it's going to do, I think, is going to reel some other people in, Andrew McCabe being one of them. You remember, I was in Andy's office and we met.
Right.
And D, meaning the director, wants to keep the White House informed on this.
Well, it looks like Jeff Sessions, he's been... catching a lot of crap over the last year and a half, nearly. But seems like he's been doing his job.
I think he has been doing his job, and I think he's done the right thing that he is basically... I'm a little concerned. I'm not sure about the Rosenstein thing. Did you hear the rumor that Sessions said, if you fire Rosenstein, I'm going to quit?
Yeah, I saw that.
I wonder if that was just a smoke cloud that they were doing.
I don't know.
Because nobody's verified it. Washington Post reported it. But I don't see Jeff Sessions talking to the Washington Post like that.
Right.
I could see somebody throw that flounder out there to try to go, well, Jeff Sessions is going to quit, so he won't do anything because he needs Jeff Sessions there because he wouldn't be able to get. And the number four person would go into that slot if Rosenstein left and Jeff Sessions left. That just seemed like too much of a smokescreen to me.
Then it's not in the character of Jeff Sessions to be doing that.
Not at all. Not at all.
Doesn't even sound like him.
Exactly. That which is what really made me suspicious. But it tells me when you hear something like that, that something's going on. The duck is paddling really fast underneath the water type thing. It just feels that way. And particularly in people I'm talking to in Washington, D.C., they're kind of going, this feels like something's about to go here. You have that sense. Let's... Speaking of allegations, Ronnie Jackson, the president's personal physician that the president has appointed or nominated to be VA. Now, we've got to remember a little background on this. VA always goes through with bipartisan vote. And there were these rumors that kind of came out, and I'm going to kind of give it to you from different places. You're going to have some of them in the story, but I didn't want to run two or three different stories on this, but that he had been consuming alcohol while on the job. He was going down. Tesla said that he was going down the aisles on the airplane when they do foreign trips, asking if they wanted, you know, sleeping medicine, ambient type thing, and then give them something else so when they get there, they wake them back up type thing, just kind of offering that out. But Ronnie Jackson is kind of saying, he met with the president yesterday, and he's telling folks, no, I'm going to go through with this. I want to be able to get my story out. Let's listen in.
The White House is rallying to defend President Trump's embattled pick to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs. Ronnie Jackson's nomination is threatened by a series of allegations, including abusive behavior towards staff, excessive drinking on the job, and improperly dispensing medications.
If confirmed, Ronnie Jackson would oversee the medical care of 9 million veterans, but his Senate confirmation hearing is now postponed indefinitely. CBS News was the first to report Jackson's nomination was in jeopardy because of questionable behavior. Ed O'Keefe is on Capitol Hill with this story.
The president met with Jackson in the Oval Office, where the doctor said he's eager to tell his side of the story in public. But the Senate has postponed a confirmation set for today. The president says he'll stand by Jackson, but in public seemed to be nudging him in the other direction.
I don't want to put a man through a process like this. It's too ugly.
At a press conference, President Trump suggested Ronnie Jackson would be better off withdrawing, but said his White House physician has his full support.
I really don't think personally he should do it, but it's totally his. I would stand behind him, totally his decision.
I recommend that everyone on the plane take a sleep aid at certain times.
One of the allegations against Jackson, that he loosely dispensed medication.
So he recommended to everyone on the plane that they take some type of sleep medicine. Now, if you listen to the Democrat from Montana, he said, people have told him, he was walking down the aisle saying, do you want a sleeping pill, do you want a sleeping pill, do you want a sleeping pill? And he, you know...
Are sleeping pills legal? Yes. Is it legal for a doctor to prescribe somebody a sleeping pill if they'd like to sleep?
Right.
Yeah.
See, I think that...
What's the problem?
That's what... I mean, there were... You know, we would use presidential doctors and backup doctors that would travel with us, they would be there. If we're in London for a month, they would be there with us for the month, doing all the stuff they had to do to make sure they had all the right medical, you know, facilities, access, knew what was there, had the people on staff, and they were trained and everything. And they would prescribe stuff. I mean, they would help us out with things.
Yeah, I just think this, I think he's getting caught up in what I think is our American mainstream culture weird approach to drugs. And because of tragic reasons, I'm not doubting the good reasons why people are concerned about these things, but really? I don't know. This, and it's making me wonder, where's this coming from?
I tell you where it's coming from. It's coming from some way to blow up Trump. And in other words, they didn't like him because he made such a to-do about Trump's health. Joe Scarborough and Mika made a big thing about, well, this is what you get when you select a guy because he talked nicely about you and that you can live to 200.
But he's a guy who served the last two presidents.
Who Barack Obama wrote glowing reports of that they were reading to the media today on Fox. So this sounds like I'm just trying to blow somebody up type deal.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that he met with the president, but the president liked the fact that he met with him and kind of said, look, this is what happened. And, you know, maybe I was tough on some of my staff, but that's what a Rear Admiral does.
Right.
I mean, if you were around Nimitz, I mean, he would have kicked your butt out there. Let's listen to the second part of this.
The top Democrat on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee said Jackson was known to hand out Ambien and Provigil.
The word is that on overseas trips in particular, that Admiral would go down the aisleway of the airplane and say, all right, who wants to go to sleep, and hand out the prescription drug.
In 2012, the Navy also launched a workplace inquiry and found low morale following a clash between Jackson and another naval officer in the White House medical unit. The White House doubled down, defending Jackson by providing documents saying it was just a dispute between Jackson and a bitter ex-colleague, and that Jackson's record as a White House physician is impeccable. Jackson, who has been the White House physician for three presidents, batted away questions about his ability to lead the VA. Lawmakers are speaking out against the White House for repeatedly nominating people they worry can't withstand congressional scrutiny.
This incident does raise questions about the White House vetting process.
Now, those documents released by the White House included a handwritten assessment from former President Obama, who called Jackson one of his most trusted advisors. Relying on the words of the current president's political opponent, a sign the administration's eager to resuscitate the nomination.
So Bush, Obama, and Trump.
So this guy's good enough to serve three presidents, but he can't run the VA because he helped grown adults sleep on an overseas flight. Really? Sorry, I'm getting
Actually having a physician. Do you remember when Bill Clinton appointed his Surgeon General, who was the lady who was in charge of their equivalent of DHR in Arkansas? And you remember she had her little uniform?
I don't know if I do. I might have been too young.
Black female?
I might have been too young when that went on.
But it amazes me how one person's group is, they're not qualified, another person's group, oh yeah, they're intimately qualified. Let me tell you, I was talking to a doc about this. He thinks it's a good move. He said, having a physician perspective of dealing with patients isn't a bad thing, it's a good thing. And he said it's one reason why hospital administrators, they've moved away from the people that are going in and getting the administrative degrees from UAB and things like that, and they would prefer to have a doctor who has some administrative background to it, has run a practice, that their viewpoint of practice care, of patient care, is completely different than an administrator. Administrator is a bean counter. Think of the guy that just left.
Oh, yeah.
And that Procter & Gamble was his big deal. And I knew somebody that was involved in Procter & Gamble, the Procter family, and asked their opinion. Said, well, you know, he can run a business, but does that run a government, an agency like that? So I think that bringing patient care from a doctor perspective could be a very good thing. You can hire bean counters all day long. Can you get somebody who really understands a medical system from a government military perspective? And that's exactly what you get with the president's physician, because he's dealing with Walter Reed.
Right.
He is dealing with all the military stuff. So, you know, this doc thought it was a pretty good idea. Now, the fact that he had come out of the military as a physician kind of weighted, I think, in that. But he said, I think it brings something good to it. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
What it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place.
The Dan Morris Show.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with
in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Plugged in there. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show. On a Wednesday. Let me mention that this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass. Private location. Looking for a brand spanking new car? Well, there's one place you must go to. Brubaker Motors. Go see Dick Brubaker, Don Wicker. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener and how much, one, you appreciate them being a sponsor of this show. But as Dick says, I don't care if you go to every place in Central Alabama, as long as Brubaker Motors is on your brand new car or truck buying list. Just see what they have. They just want opportunity to serve you at Brubaker Motors. People that have gone out there, and I've had a bunch of them from this show, they have loved the deals and the dealing with Brubaker Motors and the service and the quality of the product that they have. Go by and see Dick and Don. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener and how much you appreciate it. Joey, I sent you over a clip from Judge Napolitano. Let's listen into this.
Three judicial rulings on DACA. DACA is the program that prevents infants who came here at the hands of their parents, no choice of their own, who've grown into young adulthood from being deported, provided they do a half dozen things that are in President Obama and Janet Napolitano's, no relation, executive.
Why do you look at me when you say that? I'm not confused.
I know. Executive order. So the first two judges ruled differently from this judge, and they said you can't kick anybody off the program that's on it, but you don't have to put any new people on it. This judge said you have to admit all people to the program who comply with the Obama-era regulations.
Right.
So he is effectively saying a discretionary...
Doubling down.
Yes, a discretionary policy decision made by President Obama is binding on President Trump. In my opinion, that is new and radical. I am a supporter of DACA because I think compassion is the best way to treat these people who came here as babies. But the reason given by this judge would force a new president to accept the decisions of his predecessor, even when he ran against it.
Wow, okay, a couple of things here. have great respect for Judge Napolitano. It is unusual of what the judge said. He's absolutely right with it. The problem is when you look at DACA, DACA lays out a couple of points here that you had to come by a certain age. So it doesn't, if you didn't comply to the age part, then you don't meet the requirement. Also, it came to a certain time frame, which is marked at 2000, and I believe it was four, that you had to have entered before 2004. So, in other words, it's not people that just arrived yesterday or day before or a couple of weeks before that. So, I don't often disagree with the judge. I think it is a point that the judge in this case did give them 90 more days. I think they're going to go in and argue it. They did a very good job from reading some material for the Supreme Court argument for the travel ban, and it seems that people are kind of feeling that the Supreme Court is going to go with the Trump administration on that and against the former courts. But this will end up going to the Supreme Court, and they're going to appeal it. But the president clearly has the right to take away an executive, something that's created under executive order. It's not a law. He can change it. I don't see what in the world the court could be possibly talking about, because you can rescind an executive order, because that's what it is. It's a standing executive. It's an executive order, but it's not binding to the next president. And what he just said is, if you're going to make something binding to the next president, then somebody's going to be writing executive orders all day long. For the next guy, they're going to have a problem with it here. So, a couple of things here. I want to mention two people in particular. One is our good friends at Mr. Electric. You know, safety in your home is very important. And there are fires all the time that are started because of electrical problems. So what do you do to deal with those electrical problems? Well, first of all, you get an inspection from Mr. Electric and have them come out with a certified electrician to look at your situation. Look at your ground fault protection. So you have things that you need to protect in case of lightning strikes. Do you have full house surge protectors? They have the ability to go in and check on video imaging for doorbells, so they can go in and add that for protection for your home. It's safety all around. It's not only from fire, but it's on personal safety. It's on lighting. It's on alarm system. It's on everything that you can think of that you need to have connected. Who can do that for you? Well, the one and only Mr. Electric. Dan Black, a long time, very old personal friend of mine. We go back a long way. I'm going to give you the telephone number. You need to put it in the phone, because when the lights go out, you're not going to be able to find them. 334-269-8886. 334-269-8886. Remember, they have $50 off a service of $200 or more. For Dan Morris Show listeners, call them up at 269-8886. Mr. Electric, they're a great group of people. And then, my favorite, Mosquito Shield.
Oh, yes.
I love being outside, and that matter of fact, went out last night, and not a mosquito in sight. The only thing that was there is the neighbor's cat coming over to visit. He loves to come over and visit. And he goes, you know what? I like this over here. There's no mosquitoes here where I live over there. We got tons of mosquitoes. So I come over here so I don't have to deal with the mosquitoes, because you've got Mosquito Shield. Don't you like talking cats?
Oh, yeah.
Cats are just great at that.
We've got to figure out a way to monetize that.
Yeah, we do. Hey, you know what we need them to do is commercials on here for Mosquito Shield. Okay. You got a Dan Morris Show special again, $29.95. First visit, no obligation. Why does he do that? Because you can like it so much, you can go, I got to have this, because these pesky mosquitoes are back. 334-513-2940. Get ready. 334-513-2940. LaVon is the man. Mosquito Shield is the company, and they are great. Going to be back after our top of the hour break.
The Dan Morris Show.